Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about who we should sit with and who we should befriend. You know, friendship is one of the very important aspects of a person's life, and who we befriend plays a very big role in our worldly and our otherworldly destiny. It is instrumental in the shaping of our felicity in this world and the hereafter, and also it could be also effective in leading us to wretchedness and damnation. So we have to be careful about who we befriend, and fortunately there are many hadiths in religion and many verses in the Holy Quran regarding who we should adopt as a friend. In one tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Beware of sitting with kings and worldly people, for in this there is the erosion of your religion, and it will bring about hypocrisy in you." You know, unfortunately, a lot of Muslims, especially in non-Muslim countries, sometimes they think that by becoming close to, people who have high positions in the government, you know, governors or senators, or even taking part in, in the government, could somehow bring about change in their community. You know, today we see in a lot of non-Muslim countries, like for example America or England, we see a lot of Muslims, taking part in elections. A lot of them win, and they obtain seats in the government, and they think that somehow this could lead to this could be into the benefit of the Muslim community, and a lot of times it is. We don't want to deny this fact, and there could be some good in this. But as we see in this hadith, the Imam, he cautions us, and he says it's necessary to be careful when you associate with such people, because obviously a lot of these people are corrupt, and if a person is not strong in his religion, it could lead to his own corruption and his own demise as far as his spirituality and his morality is concerned. In continuation, the Imam says, "It will also engender hard-heartedness and deprive you of true submission to Allah. You must stick to those people who are most like you and the middle classes of people." Right? The middle class of people, not the higher class of people. "For it is with them that you find the true jewels and great talents." Right? We see the beauty, the true beauty and the true great morals and virtues, and usually in the middle class of people, not the kings and not the people who hold high posts in governments. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics of the people we should associate with and who we should sit with in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.